A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Chaf Beis, Tainus 22a, pagination page 43. We will start, however, on the facing page. So we are on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis 21b, towards the bottom of the page, starting from the last words on a line, Abba Umna Have. It's about 13 lines from the bottom. Abba Umna, with whom the Gemara begins over here, is an expert, the equivalent of some sort of level doctor. He used to let blood as a therapy. And Hava Osi LeShlomo MeMesifta DeRikia Kol Yoma. He used to be greeted from the heavens every day. They would call out a greeting to him. Ula Abaye, Abaye got such a greeting, Komale Yoma de Shabsa, every Erev Shabbos on Friday. L'Rava, Komale Yoma de Kippuri. Rava only got such a greeting Erev Yom Kippur. Havakachol Shadaita da Abaye Mishum da Abba Umna. Abaye felt badly because of Abba Umna's greatness, that he was always greeted from heaven. Amrulay, and they told him, Lo Motzis Lemeved Ku'uvdei. He's in a league of his own, this Abba Umna. He's so great, and you can't do what he does. Mayava Uvde da Abba Umna. The Gemara wonders, what exactly did Abba Umna do that was so great that he gets greeted every day from heaven? Tichiava Ovid Milsa, when he arranged his office hours, Hava Mochis Gavri Luchud Venoshi Luchud, he would separate the men and the women in the waiting room. V'isle levusha d'ispe karna, d'havas b'ziya ke kusilta, and he had a special type of cloak designed when he would do the women, that he would only have to uncover the part that he needs. He would be able to uncover just a small hole so that he could do his work without seeing the rest of her body. So that he shouldn't have to look at her. He also had a place of tznios, of privacy, where the people would give the money to pay for his services. The person who would be giving, would give so. The less le lo michsef, but a person who couldn't give, wouldn't be embarrassed. Gavis rabbi le tzurba mirabonon, when he would get a Talmud Chacham coming for services, igra minei lo shokel, he would not take the fee, ubosa de koyoiv le pshiti, and after the service of letting blood, he would actually give the yeshiva student the coins for Amalei, and he would tell him, Zil Bari Nafsheikh, go make yourself healthy, presumably to buy some food. Yom Achad, one day, Shadar Abaya Zugad Rabbonon Lemivdike. Abaya sent a peer of rabbis to check him out. Usvinu Vachlinu Vashkinu, he saw their rabbis, so he took care of them. Umachlu Bis Tarki Belelya, and he folded up for them woolen rugs so that they should be able to sleep comfortably. So he hosted them well. Letzafra, in the morning, Karchinu, they folded up the rugs, Vishaklinu, and they took them. That's what these rabbis did to test Abba Umna. Vekomu v'nafka l'lushuka, they went out to the marketplace, Vashkachinu, and they found Abba Umna in the marketplace. Amalei, and they showed him his rugs, and they asked him, L'sham yemar heichishavu, could you please tell us how much these are worth? Amalei hachi v'hachi, he answered exactly what they're worth. Amrulei, they asked him, V'duma shavu tfei, maybe they're worth a little bit more. Amalei, and he answered, making it clear that he knew exactly what happened, he said, "Bahachi shaklinu." That's what I paid for them. I mean, I know what they're worth. Amrulei, So they answered him, Didach nihu, you're correct. They are yours. V'shaklinu minach, and we're the ones who took it from you. So in a moment, we're going to see that they gave it back to him. We also have to explore at some point, why were they allowed to steal something without permission, even if it was for a good cause, you're not allowed to steal. There's a lot to discuss here. But right now, we're focusing on the greatness of Abba Umna. Omru Lei, the Rabbanon, then came to Abba Umna and said, B'matusa minach, please tell us, B'may chashad tinon, what were you thinking during this episode? Amalei, Abba Umna said, with such respect to Talmidei Chachamim, he said, Amina pidyon shvuyim miklulu l'Rabbanon. It must be that the Rabbanon had a responsibility to redeem captives, and there was a tremendous sum that they had to come up with. And they were simply embarrassed to tell me that they need to collect a tremendous amount of money. And therefore they took the rugs, thinking they would sell it back, and I would realize that they needed the money, and this was their way. They couldn't bring themselves to ask for the amount of money that they needed to do the necessary mitzvah. This was the way Abba Umna was thinking, clearly with a lot of respect. Omrulei, they told them, Hashta nishka linumar. Now you can take it back, because the test is over. Omaluhu, he said, Meahu shaita, from that moment that it was taken from me, or that he discovered that it was taken, aschatinu midatoi letzedaka have. I immediately gave up hope on it, and it should be designated for tzedakah because that's what I had in mind. So Abaye is settled. He understands Abba Umna is in a different league, and he gets greeted every day. I only get greeted from heaven at Erev Shabbos, so be it. Kachosha daita de Rava, but Rava felt badly, Mishum da Abaye, because Abaye was getting greeted once a week, and he was only getting greeted Erev Yom Kippur. Amrulei, they told him, Mistayich, it's enough. To kamagnis akula karcha, that you are protecting the entire city. In other words, getting greeted from heaven is not the end all. There are different merits that different people have, and according to your merit, you have to focus on what your greatness is. So Abba Umna was a league of his own. Abaye is his person, and Rava is his person. Rava is being told, you're protecting the entire community. What exactly is the difference between Abaye and Rava? So we found the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yudches that described that Abaye was involved in Torah and Gemilas Chasodim. Rava, though, focused on Torah. So we're being told here that the greeting from heaven was presumably linked to the unique qualities of the person. Abba Umna was in a league of his own in terms of Gemilas Chasodim with his sensitivity. Abaye got greeted once a week, is Torah and Gemilas Chasodim. Rava is what we would describe Kula Torah. I'm sure he did Chesed, but it wasn't his focus. His focus was Torah. And we're being told, he may have not gotten such a frequent greeting from heaven, but he definitely had his own form of greatness, the Gemara is emphasizing, and that greatness was that his Torah protected the entire community. The Gemara continues with another story, also very important. Rabbi Baroka Chuzoav Eshchiach B'Shuka Devei Lefet. He was in a certain marketplace, Havashchiach Eliyo Gabei, and Eliyo came to visit. Amalei, he asked Eliyo, Ika B'Hashuka Bar Alma Da'osi, is there anybody in this marketplace that's a person of Olam Haba, the world to come? So Eliyahu is going to answer very limited way that they're people ben olam haba. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, based on Toras Chaim in Sanhedrin, that certainly there are many people who are ben olam haba. We have a brisa, kol yisrael yesh lam chelik l'olam haba. The Ramchal and Derech Hashem points out that because Hashem has this process of kapara. A person dies, a person has gehenim if necessary, etc. Ma'at mze'er, there would be very few people who won't make it to Olam Haba after the cleansing process. Normal, well-meaning people. When he says, is there anybody here, ben Olam Haba, he means, ready to go, he's in. And on that, Elio says, we don't have too many people like that who can go straight in. Amalelo, there's no one in the marketplace that fits the bill. Adhachi v'hachi chazalahu gavra, there was such a person, and he wasn't dressed like a Jew. Mesani uchmi, he was wearing certain black shoes, and he was not wearing tzitzis. Amalei hai bar alma da'osihu, this person is a ben olam haba. So he asked him, what are you all about? And the man described, again, similar to Abu Umna, he described how he was very dedicated. He was in charge of a prison and he kept the men and women separate. And when a Jewish girl was captured, he would figure out ways to make it that they shouldn't focus on her. And the reason that he's dressed in non-Jewish garb is because he goes Ailonav and Afikna Beni Nachrim, he goes in and out among the Goyim so that he can inform the Jews if they're planning something, to inform them so that they should seek out compassion, Uvo Rachmi, to Davin, to be Mevatel the Gezerah. And indeed, he didn't answer them right away. He told them, come back tomorrow, because he was busy with such a mitzvah. Adahachi vahachi, the Gemara concludes, two people came, and Elio said, these people are ben olam haba, and their quality is, inshi beduchei anan, we make people who are sad happy. And if there's a fallout between fellows, tarchinon, they make the effort, ve'avdinon luhushlama, and they make peace between them. Yashikovach, thank you for joining.